An alarming report issued this October from the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, says the difference between global warming of 1.5 degrees and 2 degrees is monumental. Jim Skia is one of the co-chairs of the IPCC working group.
Well, the key message is that we can keep global warming below 1.5 degrees C. It's possible within the laws of physics and chemistry. But it will require huge transitions in all sorts of systems, energy, land, transportation. But what the report has done is to send out a clear message to the governments that it is physically possible. It's now up to them to decide whether they want to take up the challenge.
The IPCC is the UN body for assessing the science related to climate change. IPCC co-chair Valérie Maison-Delmont says it's a very special report which has attracted great interest from all around the world.
Our report is the outcome of the work of 91 dedicated lead authors and review editors from 40 countries and the inputs of 133 contributing authors. And as part of the synthesis of new knowledge, the authors assessed more than 6,000 scientific publications. The successive drafts of the report received more than 42,000 comments from more than 1,000 experts and government reviewers worldwide.
Let me give you the highlights.
Dr. Hoysen Lee is the IPCC chair.
First, climate change is already affecting people, ecosystems, and livelihoods all around the world. Second, limiting warming to 1.5 degrees is not impossible, but will require unprecedented transitions in all aspects of society. Third, there are clear benefits to keep warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to 2 degrees or higher. Every bit of warming matters. Lastly, the limiting warming to 1.5 degrees can go hand in hand with achieving other world goals, such as achieving sustainable development and eradicating poverty.
Another IPCC working group co-chair, Hans Otto Portner, enumerates the advantages of strengthening the global response to the threat of climate change, sustainable development, and efforts to eradicate poverty.
Benefits are clearly in the avoided impacts and in the sustainability of a climate future. So there's reduced damages to ecosystems. For example, there are the losses of the warm water coral reefs that are already suffering from climate change could be reduced, and at least some of these ecosystems could be maintained. There are benefits to human health, because changing the energy system means reducing pollution, and keeping climate change at balance means reducing the number of mortalities due to heat stress and due to the redistribution of disease vectors. There are benefits to the economy, because there are impacts of climate change on economic growth, especially in the tropics and subtropics. So all of these impacts can be reduced by maintaining the climate goals as formulated in the Paris Agreement.
I think for me, it was very clear for the approval session and the intensity of some of the discussions just how important this report is, and how seriously countries took it, and how hard they worked with the scientists to produce something that we could all agree on.
Jim Skia.
But I also wanted to echo something that Hans said. We have three working groups in IPCC on the physical science, on impacts and mitigation. The fact that this was produced through a joint session of the three working groups is a substantial achievement. It has created an unprecedented degree of interdisciplinarity into the IPCC process, which we intend to carry out through the sixth assessment cycle. And this is partly because we've had to work together, but the other reason it's worked is because we like working together. We like each other, and we've made new friends. So there is an unprecedented set of conditions, you know, for IPCC to work in a more cohesive way, I think, as a result of this initiative.
Donald Trump, who last year announced his intention to withdraw the U.S. from the 2015 Paris Accord, says it represents a bad deal for the American people.
The Paris Climate Accord is simply the latest example of Washington entering into an agreement that disadvantages the United States to the exclusive benefit of other countries, leaving American workers, who I love, and taxpayers to absorb the cost in terms of lost jobs, lower wages, shuttered factories, and vastly diminished economic production.
However, Trump's position isn't shared by many U.S. governors, mayors, and business people who say America is firmly behind the Paris Agreement with its ambitious goal of limiting the worldwide temperature rise by 2100 to less than 2 degrees. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.